Cold Lake, the Cold Lake Arrows Jr. A hockey team started their regular season on September 30 with a loss against the Hinton Timberwolves on home ice. The Arrows fell 5-4 in a valiant comeback effort that pushed the game to overtime, but ultimately the Arrows fell to the Timberwolves. After one period, the Arrows were only down 1-0, courtesy of Hinton's Chance Basaraba, who scored with just over a minute left in the period. Penalty trouble cost the Arrows in the second, as Alak Rice extended the lead to 2-0 for Hinton. Cold Lake's Cannon Sinclair scored over halfway through the period, assisted by Cade Shields. Noah White scored for Hinton again, but Sinclair was not to be beaten, as he tallied another one with 5 minutes left in the period, assisted by Javonte Freeman and Lawson Gray, cutting the deficit to 1. Hinton's Mitch Mann scored early in the third to bring the score to 4-2. A penalty by the same brought Shields a goal for Cold Lake, assisted by Anthony Rizzi. They then went on to score on a 4-4 situation, bringing the score also to 4-4. The goal was courtesy of Rizzi, with the help of Luke Sopal, who registered the assist. Overtime was decided when a poor defensive play quite literally threw goaltender Nathan Van Rensburg to the Wolves, and Hinton's Austin Boser put the game to bed. Arrows head coach Ryan Grushka wasn't thrilled with his team's first period play. "I really think the first half cost us the whole game. The first period was sloppy, there was zero intensity." He was much happier with the results from the halfway point. "Luckily, halfway through the game we really found our stride and it started coming together. We really turned it around. Overtime, 3-on-3, it's one of those things that just happens really fast, and it's tough to process. I'm really proud of the team. I think they did everything they could in the second half, but I think we just have to play a full 60 minutes next time." Vigreville Vipers visit Cold Lake went on to play another game on October 1 against the visiting Vigreville Vipers, doing precisely what the coach wanted, playing the full 60 minutes. This time they won 5-4. The Arrows' start went much better, as Sinclair continued his strong play from the previous game, scoring less than a minute in. Vigreville's Carson Piworchuk and Isaac Patron scored afterward to give Vigreville a 2-1 lead. The two teams played musical chairs in the second, with the Arrows' Parker Scobie striking first, assisted by Sam Oshanek and Hadley Nakonechny, only for them to give the lead right back to the Vipers via a Dawson Billick goal. Cold Lake's Sopal capped it off with the assist going to Sage Korshin, to tie the game 3-3 going into the third. Rizzi added some insurance early in the third, assisted by Colin Tingay. The Arrows then scored shorthanded, with a goal from Freeman, assisted by none other than Sinclair. Cold Lake proceeded to fall into a spiral of penalties, allowing Jacob Torin to bring the Vipers back within one, but the home team held on for the win. Coach Grushka was far happier with the team's game on October 1. "I think it was just getting out the jitters from the first game. We're still learning each other as a team. We've only been together for a month. It started coming together towards the end of the game tonight, and we were able to get the job done." When asked about the number of penalties taken by the team, Cold Lake took 3 in the last 5 minutes of the Vipers game, Grushka laughed. "We'll be taking care of that in practice. Probably the hard way," said the coach. Cold Lake's next home game is October 13 against the Hinton Timberwolves. The Arrows are part of the Canadian-American Junior Hockey League, CAJHL. Making up the league is the Barhead Bombers, the Arrows, the Timberwolves, the Southern Alberta Mustangs, and the Vipers.